Politico, Latinos favor GOP because Democrats favor migrants. By Neil Monroe on December 21, 2023. President Joe Biden's open borders policy is pulling more foreigners into the United States while pushing more Latino citizens into the GOP. According to a Politico report from El Paso, the far western tip of Texas. "I want Trump back," one woman told Politico, adding, "It's getting really bad with a lot of the people coming in," said Daniela Cimental, who was born in the Mexican state of Chihuahua and immigrated with her family when she was 12. She didn't vote for Trump in 2016, she said. But lately, she's thinking differently about it. The article continued. "Get the key and lock the gates," said Rick Delgado, a Navy veteran who told me he leans Democratic and who keeps a U.S. Customs and Border Protection number in his phone. Texas hardline Republican Governor Greg Abbott is doing a better job. Nearby, eating popcorn with hot sauce, Roy Rosales, an executive chef who was born just across the border in Juarez, Mexico, told me, "Trump, he started rough. But now that you see it, when Biden came in, he messed everything up." He said, "There are a lot of Mexican people looking forward to Donald Trump." The Politico article repeatedly suggested that Latinos should vote for their Democratic-affiliated ethnic group. But most Americans, including Latinos, prefer candidates who recognize their pocketbook concerns and who help their children live a good life. "People who are here want the law enforced, they want a safe community," Representative Chip Roy, RTX, told Breitbart News. "Go ask the sheriffs and all of the local officials in South Texas about the migration caused burden on their cities and communities, about what they're having to do about all of the bailouts of smuggled migrants, all of the issues with the schools, the burden on the hospitals. All of that is highly significant." Back in El Paso, Politico's writer spoke with Representative Veronica Escobar, DTX. She is a determined advocate for more of the migration that inflicts huge pocketbook costs and civic damage on the locals, and she is eager to sneer at the popular support for reduced migration. "Fundamentally, all people are frustrated with politicians. And, unfortunately, Democrats are getting the brunt of that right now. And people have brainwashed themselves into thinking that somehow Donald Trump solves it. The fundamental problem is people want an easy fix. This is neither an easy issue, nor is there an easy fix. Most Democrats, especially Latino Democrats and business-aligned Democrats, strongly oppose the obvious fix, sharply reducing the migration demanded by business groups and Latino political machines. Our country thrives because of immigrants," Escobar told a Capitol Hill press event on December 13, adding, "I bet every one of my colleagues can tell you stories about CEOs and business owners and leaders of industry who come to us saying, 'We need workers, we need a workforce.'" The Democrats are steadily losing ground with Hispanic voters, noted a December report by Roy Teixeira, a Democrat-aligned political analyst. He continued, "If Hispanic voting trends continue to move steadily against the Democrats, the pro-Democratic effect of migration caused non-white population growth will be blunted, if not canceled out entirely. Democrats insist they are nobly offering asylum to migrants who are fleeing repression, trauma, and torture." On December 20, The Washington Post posted interviews with some of the economic migrants who are moving into U.S. homes and jobs offered by Biden and his pro-migration border chief. Jennifer Cruz, a 29-year-old from Guatemala preparing to board a van, said she and her 6-year-old son had passed through a gap in the barrier the night before, then followed the crowds to the tent station. They were on their way to Maryland, where her husband arrived 6 months earlier and found work as a painter. "In Guatemala, there's so much insecurity," Cruz said. She said she would ask for asylum. Cruz said she paid 65,000 quetzales, about $7,000, for her and her son's month-long trip to the U.S. border. Anna Arvalo, a 38-year-old mother of four walking with her children and extended family along the border road the other day after slipping through a gap in the barrier, said she had previously worked at a vegetable farm in Mexico's Jalisco state, where drug cartel violence is raging. "We can't live there anymore," she said. "We came for a better life. The numbers we are seeing now are unprecedented." Troy Miller, the acting commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, told The Washington Post. Biden's economic policy of extraction migration has added at least 4 million workers to the nation's workforce. That flood is urged and welcomed by business groups because it cuts Americans' blue-collar wages and white-collar salaries. It also reduces marketplace pressure to invest in productivity-boosting technology, heartland states, and overseas markets. And it reduces economic pressure on the federal government to deal with the drug and deaths of despair crises. Biden's easy migration policies are deliberately adding the foreigners' problems to the lengthening list of Americans' problems. Homelessness, low wages, a shrinking middle class, slowing innovation, declining blue-collar life expectancy, spreading poverty, the rising death toll from drugs, and the spreading alienation among young people.